See, I think we said a few days ago that somebody didn't get any Christmas music in here. So today,
Christmas
we have
Eve,
it.
Here it is.
And not mundane Christmas music.
No. We got to wheel out the good stuff here.
Yeah, stuff you've heard a million times before.
Yeah. So this is going to be the really good stuff, and we're doing this throughout the show today.
Who was that? Yes.
That particular song just now, that was Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh.
Their version of Patapan.
Yeah.
So, which is probably one of my more favorite ones from them.
Right.
So that's part of our Christmas tradition, is listening to them, as amongst others,
yes,
at our house. But I'm Jeremy Lawrence, in case you're wondering. Yes, I'm that guy. Over there, this guy is the guy that took a day off yesterday.
Yeah, so. I just thought, what the heck? I didn't want to come to work. I'll go get a tooth pulled. That'll be a good excuse.
That's so fun.
There you go. Yeah. You had your choice, get a tooth pulled or
go
come
to work
here.
Yeah,
and you chose that. Okay.
Without anesthesia, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there you go. Because it is so painful to come here. Sadly, you don't have an excuse. Here you are today.
Yeah,
so.
I figured I couldn't milk that for 2 days, but...
Well, you might try, but then I might think you were just taking an extra Christmas break. So,
No, we were on the way back from Grand Rapids, and my wife bought some toffee, and she handed me one, and I bit into the first piece, and I thought it was just a crown that had come off.
Uh-oh.
Until the middle of the night, when I found out I'd fractured a tooth.
Ooh, not fun.
And then... Okay. The rest of it is history.
The rest of it is a nice long story.
That I'm not going to burden people with.
And on the next edition of Dental Stories with Roger Taylor.
Well, people are taking notes, so I was trying to go slow.
Did you listen to us yesterday?
Part of it, but I'll be honest, I only got into it about 10 minutes. And I went to sleep.
Were we that boring?
No, it had to do with drugs.
Okay.
No, they gave me some pretty powerful painkillers, and I took one and was listening, and I woke up just after 5.
Okay.
Okay. So, fell asleep to the dulcet tones of yours truly.
Yes.
So. I don't know if that's...
I shouldn't have said that, right?
Yeah, probably not.
You're not doing performance reviews now, are you?
You better watch out.
Not till the end of the year, but anyway.
Ooh! What was I thinking?
So, anyway, lots to talk about, even with it being Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking Christmas traditions, because, there's an awful lot of people that have them.
Yes.
That do certain things. We got into it a little bit yesterday when you weren't around, talking about Christmas movies.
Oh, okay.
People brought up Christmas Vacation and Miracle on 34th is one of my personal favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have yet to watch at my house. It's going to happen. I will put the rest of the family through it just so I can enjoy it. But,
I have to admit that yesterday, while having my tooth yanked, I watched the entire Grinch Who Stole Christmas. My dental thing was a 4-hour ordeal, and so I got to watch the entire Grinch Who Stole Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life.
There you go.
Wow.
So they're trying to convince you that It's a Wonderful Life there before they give you their bill.
Yeah.
So,
that's the really bad part, is that I went through all that, and then they expected me to pay.
So that's why they give you good drugs at the end of it. So they hand you the bill.
Yeah, want that painkiller,
okay,
Mr. Taylor?
Yes. Here's your money. Now give me the painkillers.
Yeah. How much? Okay.
So I finally saw The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
There you go.
The animated one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Don't watch the one with Jim Carrey, the live action one. I don't think it's as good.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that one.
That was the one I was
watching. That was the one you were watching.
And I didn't think much of it.
Okay, yeah.
See, the animated one's better.
Yeah. See, it's the classics. I mean, there's Hollywood again, doing a remake.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So,
can't leave well enough alone.
No.
Oddly enough, we didn't have anybody call in. I mentioned a rare Christmas classic that's so bad that apparently it's good. I've never seen it myself, but it's on Netflix. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Really?
Yes.
Is that worse than Bad Santa?
I don't know. I've
not or seen. Jingle All the Way?
Oh, geez, that was bad.
What I think is the all-time bad Christmas movie.
Bad Christmas movie.
Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. Pooling their talent.
To and creating up. Half a movie star.
With. Yep. And no.
No, I have Schwarzenegger is known best for saying the line, it's not a tumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know any. I've not heard of that movie. Who's in it?
I don't know.
Oh.
But it's apparently one of those things that's got such a reputation for being so bad that it's good.
Oh, I like bad movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I got to say that we watched a little bit of Mystery Science Theater at our house over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
That's, so we enjoy that. And this is one of those things that my wife is out of the room when it happens. She just kind of looks at it and rolls her eyes.
You know?
So it's just my son and I.
I get a lot of that from my wife.
You get a lot of that around here, actually.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know.
That's true. Everywhere. What does that tell me? Everywhere I go, I get eye rolls.
It doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah, I know.
That's just the people's way of greeting. Oh, hi.
Here's that guy again.
Yeah.
There he is again. Yeah. Thought we got rid of him the first time. Okay. So, nevertheless, we're going to be talking Christmas traditions a little bit later. It's funny how I get off. We get off onto these little rabbit trails.
Yeah,
I don't know what happens, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. We also are going to be talking about what are we going to be talking about? Flinging peanut butter and how it can land you in jail.
Yes, and I have a personal anecdote to add to flying peanut butter.
Okay. So we look forward to flinging that one around.
That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, we can hardly wait.
But right now, I figured we'd talk about, there's a little story that, yes, I know with Christmas and all of that, you're not thinking about a lot of the different problems we face. But there are some problems out there. And one of them is unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that apparently Congress failed to do was extend emergency benefits. And they've been a part of things since the Great Recession got underway. And here's what's going to happen. They're saying basically 3 days after Christmas, 43,000 Michiganders or Michiganians, depending on which view you have on that, they'll lose unemployment benefits.
Where do you come down on Michiganians or Michiganders?
See, Michigander sounds an awful lot like a goose to me.
Uh-huh.
So I tend to go the other direction.
Okay.
But that's just, I think it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
So. But that's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
there's probably about 50% of people who would tell me I'm absolutely wrong. So.
Well, since you told me of performance reviews at the end of the year, I'm all with Michiganians now.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the way to go. Only fools would say Michigander.
But anyway. Getting into the discussion, 43,000 residents of the state of Michigan, how do we like that? We'll go the third direction there. We'll be losing unemployment benefits nationwide, 1.3 million. And then as things go on, there will be benefits lost during 2014 if no extension takes place, 3.6 million more Americans impacted. Now, when it comes down to this, and Roger, this might surprise you a little bit, but my view on unemployment benefits, extended benefits, particularly mm-hmm. in this economy, is we need to be able to give people a hand up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this case, that's one of those things, particularly with the economy and the shape it's in right now, we need to make sure those are extended. However,
mm-hmm.
I think there's an additional thing we need to do, and that is make sure that we can find ways to get the government out of the way of the economy. So that the economy can grow and we can get jobs grown in America. We need to find every way we can to be able to get more jobs in America so people can find the jobs they're not finding right now.
True. We should have been working on jobs
mm-hmm.
for the last 4 years. And a pox on both parties for not doing anything about that.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
I mean, the one thing, and they've been arguing an awful lot about Obamacare. We've talked about it here in the whole bit. But the bottom line is And this is something that I saw back when they were first debating this. There were people in Congress that said, yep, economy's bad, people are out of work, that's why we should work on health care. And I got something from, at the time, it was my senator who sent me a letter like that. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And it seemed an awful lot like, as we went through time, you kept hearing out of the administration and an awful lot of people, let's pivot now to jobs. Let's pivot to jobs. Let's turn to jobs. When, okay, you can't do more than one thing and jobs couldn't be a part of the whole mix here. It just seems like it's been shoved aside for all of these different things. Let's look at this. Let's look at that. And, you know, let's look at jobs. Let's try and get some people some work.
No.
And do some things that'll help some people.
I couldn't agree more. Michigan's unemployment rate has actually gone up recently. It's back up above 9%, and it has stayed there now for 3 months consecutively. And Michigan's economy isn't doing very well. And taking 43,000 checks out of the state and adding to the burden that food pantries already have in a state with in excess of 9% unemployment is not a reasonable thing to do. This is going to hurt business, because many of those people are not going to be consumers of anything with no income.
Now, I'll tell you this, and first of all, just because someone will call in and set us straight, the actual unemployment rate right now is 8.8%, but that's close enough to 9 to be arguable there.
Yeah, I was...
But really, when it comes down to it, unemployment is not... I mean, for people that have had steady jobs through all of this and has not been bitten by the economy in the last several years, unemployment is not, oh, here's your salary. Here's what you've been making the whole time. Go out, spend it, and have fun. Unemployment is basically, okay, we're going to give you just a little bit here, enough to be able to survive. It's not a ton. The other part is it is taxable. They tax benefits. And... you know, so it's not a ton of money as far as that goes. Now, with that said, there's been an awful lot of people that would step up and say, well, you know, doing all this unemployment, doing all these weeks and weeks and weeks of it are bad for people, that they won't go out and seek jobs, they won't go out and do this. And granted, there are people that will get unemployment benefits and say, great, I don't have to look for work. But... I think there's a lot more people that just want jobs that can't find them. Because it's a rough economy out there, and there's not many people hiring for full time.
Well, and there's discrimination that's going on. The longer you've been unemployed, the more difficult it is to find a job. Many employers discriminate against people who have been unemployed for a while. Many employers discriminate against people who don't have good credit ratings. Well, if you've had a bankruptcy because of health care, or your credit has taken a hit because of being unemployed and making late payments and things, should those issues stand in the way of somebody getting a job? And do we not need to support people who are between jobs legitimately? I think we should purge people who are questionably unemployed. But if you lost your job because GM closed a plant and fired all those people, I think society needs to help those people get back on their feet.
Well, if you look at it, you know, the unemployment insurance program, I mean, this is something that when you work, you're paying into it.
Exactly.
And your employer's paying for it as well. So it's not necessarily one of those things of, here's a free government handout.
Yeah.
It's, here's something that you've been paying for a while. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, are you going to take auto insurance? And if you get into an accident, are you not going to take money from your insurance company to buy yourself a new vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, there's an awful lot of people that are going to say, okay, yeah, I'll take that, sure.
Are you going to pay into Social Security your whole life? And then when you get to 62 or 65, say, oh, no, no, I don't want those benefits I paid for.
Well, and then, you know, for some of us, we may not be able to, but that's a different argument for a different time.
Yeah.
But this is a program that is set up to be able to help people, to be able to legitimate. And I think if the economy's good, if things are going along the way that it should be, unemployment is down, everything is going the right way, then, yeah, extended benefits is probably not a great idea.
Yeah.
But
if we were at 4.5% unemployment,
sure, yeah,
which is considered full employment, I would be opposed to extending unemployment benefits.
Sure, sure. But as you look at things, I mean, you talk about, and that's one thing when they don't talk about the real unemployment number.
Yeah.
When they say 8.8 or 9% or whatever it is for the state, and we're somewhere over 7 for the nation. They don't talk about that the underemployed and the people that have just given up looking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a ton of them out there. I mean, the labor force at this point, participation in the labor force is the lowest it has been since, 1970-something.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, these are things you got to take into account as you look at something like this. And I feel like, you know what, this is just straight, first of all, compassion. But I think the other thing is what's missing, and that's the government looking at, how do we get out of the way of this economy? How do we look at ways to be able to encourage business to hire people full-time, get them working? And I don't think that's been happening. I think there's been way too much bickering and arguing that's been happening.
Well, we've also got to take a look at incentives in our tax policy that encourage taking jobs overseas and reward corporations for doing that. We need to reward corporations for keeping jobs here if corporations are going to get rewarded, not for firing Americans and moving the jobs to South Vietnam or Vietnam. It isn't South Vietnam.
Or Mexico or wherever.
Wherever.
Jobs
leaving the country shouldn't be incentivized by government tax policies.
Sure. Yes, that's right. We're agreeing.
I know.
You're not smoking anything.
No. Yes, we really do agree.
On rare occasions.
Yes.
Put this down on record.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if you'd like to talk about the issue, we're going to be talking about it for a little bit longer here. 382-4280 and 877-382-4280 as the show continues ahead. There you go, Roger.
I like it already.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
There you go.
This gets me in the spirit.
You're sitting here thinking, where is my ticket to Hawaii?
Yeah. What's the name of that song?
I couldn't tell you. I can't pronounce it.
I was hoping you were going to try that.
What was that? Mele Kaliki something. I don't know.
You did good.
Better
than I could have.
I got as far as most people would, I guess.
Yes, you know, that song. Yeah, that song.
I don't know. Bing Crosby doesn't. It's Hawaiian. You know, it's one of those rare things that Don Ho is not known for, which, who knows? Maybe he did a version of that. I don't have any idea, but...
Oh, yes, I might want to get on that.
Yeah, you might want to get on that.
What's the name of the song I'm looking for?
Hawaiian Christmas song. Just type
okay.
that in. You'd probably find it. So.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Really?
Mele Kalikimaka. I'm not even saying it right. I know it. Kalikimaka, I believe.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You work on that, too, and then find out what other versions of who else has done that song. Who did covers of the Bing Crosby song?
So it's probably Bing Crosby doing a cover of a Don Ho song.
Yeah.
So,
you find out finally that it's written by Don Ho.
Probably, because he wrote everything.
There is a notable version by Don Ho.
Of course. This is Don Ho. He did everything.
Okay, now you need to find that on Facebook.
Okay.
No, no, I mean YouTube.
Yeah. Well, it could be on Facebook.
Yeah, you never know. Someone could have posted something on Facebook about it.
Now, try YouTube.
Okay.
See if you can get the Don Ho version. And we'll compare.
Wow.
Well, you know, we got to know who does the best.
See, I would probably say that it's Don Ho, just simply because that's
authentic.
That, you know, he's got that authentic Hawaiian sound.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't.
Bing Crosby is associated with New Hampshire or Vermont, wherever
you can't
Holiday
really,
Inn took place.
You can't really beat up on Bing Crosby, though. I mean, you know, the guy is, I mean, Christmas music, you know, even now, I mean, years after he's dead and gone, people are still listening to his stuff.
But if you asked, you walked up to people on the street and said, name me a Bing Crosby Christmas song, I bet nobody would say Mickey, Malacca, Kaka, whatever the song was.
Probably not. No, White Christmas would come to mind.
That's what I'm
sure.
thinking.
Or Silent Night or something like that, whatever it was that he did.
Yeah.
So, you know. So there you go.
We'll do a Men on the Street thing.
See, the scary part is there will be people out there that will say, when you say, name a Bing Crosby Christmas song, they'll go, who's Bing Crosby?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the sad part of it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
the
like
show,
Michael not knowing who the Beatles were.
I know who the Beatles are.
All right. Well, CBS News is coming up here shortly, and the show continues.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
No Christmas is complete without hearing from Jean-Luc Picard.
Yes. I love that.
Make it so.
Make it so.
Yeah. That is classic.
It really is.
I had never heard that till you brought it to us.
I just discovered that actually beginning of the Christmas season. So I just happened to see it on Facebook and was like, oh.
No,
this is good.
I was convinced the first time you played it that they'd made a good hire. That and the fact we're doing performance
and
reviews at the end of the year.
Yes, he's
sucking
being
up.
Nice to me and sucking up. In the okay, but all right. We talked about that Hawaiian Christmas song that none of us could pronounce.
Yes.
And the Bing Crosby, and I suggested that Don Ho had probably done a version of it.
Uh-huh. And sure enough.
So Michael, the Wonder Producer, has come through and provided us with the Don Ho version of
let's see who's
whatever
better.
This is. So, okay, so here's Don Ho's take on it. I think. Here we go.
Malakalikimakal is the thing to say on a broad Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you.
Okay.
I vote for Bing.
Yeah, I guess I kind of do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, boy, bring Bing back.
So there you go. You know, maybe a native Hawaiian would be more sold on Mr.
Don Ho version.
I don't know.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. But regardless, I mean, I think we're all kind of dreaming there a little bit as we hear the Hawaiian Christmas music. You kind of think in the tropics and all of that.
Let's find out if the weather's going to remain tropical here. Here's Dave Samuel to
tell us. What world are you living in?
Well, the sun came out for a couple of minutes.
It's those painkillers.
Yeah, that's got to be what it is. Dave, help us out here. Is it going to be tropical at all?
Well, I guess compared to the North Pole, sure, it'll be very tropical out there.
See? Thanks, Dave. I stand right.
You're making Roger look good. He likes that.
Yeah.
Song.
He's gloating.
So, Dave, in all seriousness, as we look ahead to the weather, not only for tonight and tomorrow and all that, I think the first question on an awful lot of people's mind as they think about Christmas tomorrow, will it, as Bing Crosby so eloquently put it, be a white Christmas?
Yeah, it looks like we may do it just in the nick of time out there. I think there's going to be snow moving in pretty close to daybreak tomorrow morning. Won't be much, but I'm thinking an inch or two of snow falls tomorrow. So, yeah, just enough to make it a white Christmas out there.
So, yeah, I think that's the thing that people kind of like. You know, it's an inch or two.
Yeah, you're not going to be buried or anything. So,
and how many people are actually going anywhere tomorrow?
Yeah, if you don't have to go anywhere, it should be great.
There you go.
Yeah, the roads will be a little slippery, but yeah, if you're inside, that should be enough to just look out the window and enjoy.
There you go. There you go.
So what is our word of the day?
Well, I was going to go with grateful. Sort of has to do with the tropical forecast for us compared to other places. And I'd say we should be grateful because this morning up in Gaylord, Michigan, the low temperature was negative 22.
Ooh.
So we were about 30 degrees above that, even though we were in the single digits. It's certainly not nearly as cold as it was up there. So
that is brisk.
Yeah, they broke the record by 11 degrees. Their previous record, I believe, was 11 below it. Yeah, they hit 22 below, so not messing around up there.
Is that the coldest in the lower 48?
You know, I haven't checked that. It may well be. Usually there's a couple spots like West Yellowstone that can get colder than that, but east of the Mississippi, I'm pretty sure it was the coldest.
Yeah, yeah.
So looking ahead now, because there's going to be people that, you know, particularly you've got Christmas, but then you've got the after Christmas return everything and get what you really wanted rush that happens at the stores. What kind of weather are we looking at for that and then for the weekend coming?
Well, it looks like we'll have this system coming through tomorrow with the snow. Then we'll have our perennial lingering lake effect snow beyond that through Thursday. Then some improvement heading into the weekend. I actually feel pretty strongly we are going to make it above freezing over the weekend. Saturday, looks like the mildest day we got to run at 40. But unfortunately, that's ahead of another blast from the Arctic Express that will come in early next week. So I guess the bottom line here is, yeah, it's going to be cold, but no big snowstorms in sight for us.
Here's an opportunity for us to get a second opinion. Bob Larson has been telling us that the last half of winter is going to be much different than the first half, and much different in not a good way. What's your view of the long term? Is the second half of the winter going to be worse than the first half?
Well, I guess you know, we could have had worse starts to the winter season, but I'd have to say, yeah, it's gonna get colder before it warms up. I don't think we've seen the coldest air yet this season, and you know, I'm really thinking 2014 starts with a bang. You know, beyond that, the first few weeks of January, not so sure. We could get some warm ups, but yeah, I think it's probably gonna wind up colder than we started winter. So I'd have to go along with Bob Larson there.
Okay. I don't like your opinion, but at least we got a second one.
Well, let me guess. Bob got you a nice gift for Christmas.
Yeah, he sure did. Flipped me a 10 as I was walking in to do the laundry.
There, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you for filling in for Bob very admirably there. And
glad to do so.
And, you know, I think there will be an awful lot of people that smile when they know that, yeah, that white Christmas is coming.
Yeah, it sure is, it looks like. So just enough to squeak by at the White Christmas. I think you need an inch by the end of the day to the official White Christmas. And, yeah, I think we'll do it.
You know, for me, I think it just if there's snowflakes, yeah, that's good enough for me.
It's yeah, and you're not going to worry about any mud out there. Everything's going to be frozen solid. So.
There you go.
There
All
you
right.
go.
All right, Dave Samuel from AccuWeather. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
All right. The show continues as we discuss the finer points of Don Ho versus Bing Crosby and other earth-shattering things as we get ready for Christmas.
Well, I think we all agree Bing Crosby's version is better.
I think
that's
we're
pretty
we're
much a laydown.
Yes, okay. Well, it continues. Keep it right here. Doesn't get much better than this one.
Only because of your prior planning.
Yeah.
And the reason we're laughing is,
of course,
the next item we're going to talk about,
of course,
involves a fight over a dog.
Yes.
With peanut butter.
A fight over a dog involving peanut butter, and yeah, it's kind of strange here. It's comes out of Florida, where brother and sister were living in the same house. Sister's 29 years old, and she's apparently been arrested for this. Allegations of throwing peanut butter on her brother's face. And here's how the and this is from Click Orlando, actually. They're looking at this. And they said that in the first sentence, all of this was over an argument over a urinating dog.
Okay.
Basically, they said they were arguing around 2 in the morning because the dog had been peeing on the living room carpet. And she got upset and flung a spoonful of peanut butter at her brother.
Now, did she...
Now, I don't know if it was the actual spoon or if she just flicked the peanut butter. I don't know.
Okay.
But apparently someone had trigger finger on the phone and dialed 911, but decided, oh, no, we don't need to worry about this. Hung up. Well...
The police worried about that.
The police kind of look at things like that and go, okay, something's going on. The dispatcher called back. Nobody answered. So they sent a deputy to find out what's going on. Now, the brother said he didn't want to press charges against his sister, but the deputy noted, this is according to the story itself, the deputy noted that peanut butter was running down his face. It fits nicely in a police report there, you know.
I was using it as a moose. Honest,
you know,
officer.
What? It's to help complexion. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah. Do you see any zit on my forehead? It
yeah,
worked.
The peanut butter spread on my face.
There you go. It's like a mask.
Yeah.
You know. But now, here's the thing. She apparently had a cut on her leg from the dog. So apparently the dog wasn't too happy with her either. But the deputy determined she was the aggressor and arrested her. Now, there's got to be more to this story because the final line, she's being held without bail.
Uh-oh.
So I'm thinking, it was peanut butter.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else
it
there.
It occurs resisting arrest. There's got to be.
I mean, but did he have a peanut allergy or something? That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Was it life-threatening?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, if he had a peanut allergy, then that can be a very serious assault. Mm-hmm. You know, you could make that assault with a deadly weapon. But in this case, it was assault with peanut butter, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I have a personal peanut butter anecdote.
No, I've been waiting on this, too. So
yes.
It's probably not quite as good as this woman throwing peanut butter. But
right
we'll
after we were married, we had nothing. We mm-hmm. were really poor. And both my wife and I one morning found that bus fare here in Kalamazoo was a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And two of us needed to go to work, and we had one quarter between us.
Uh-oh.
And at some point in the discussion, my wife threw peanut butter toast at me.
Uh-oh.
And it stuck to the front of my shirt. And I don't think you could call 911 at that point. This was a while ago. But no, the police did not get involved. But
okay. All
we right. did have a peanut butter throwing incident in our
right.
family.
Okay.
Did you eat the toast?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was her toast, apparently.
And apparently, I recall I was the one that walked to work because I didn't have a quarter.
The fortunate thing is you had breakfast right there that you could sample.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. I was carrying my lunch with me.
There you go. Yeah. But all of this to say that, you know what, we always hear these stories at Christmas of, you know, the family gets together for the holidays and, you know, hilarity ensues.
And fights
as it
break
were.
Out, yeah.
Fights break out because, you know, it's... Isn't that something I might even be biblical? The you know where two or three are gathered, somebody's fixing for a fight.
Yeah,
you know. So
even if
and it happens
they're all
the holidays,
blood relatives,
you know, particularly if it's blood relatives sometimes. But I guess best tip that I can come up with at this particular point: if you're getting together with a family at Christmas time, hide the peanut butter. That's
yeah.
about the only thing I can really think.
Peanut butter should not be a part of your Christmas festivities.
Unless it's in something,
yeah.
you know.
In fudge, perhaps.
You know, if you can do that, or, and I know they don't call them this year, but Buckeyes.
What are Buckeyes?
It's like a chocolate-dipped peanut butter ball.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Which I've heard them called peanut butter balls, because nobody wants to say Buckeyes in this state.
No, but, I don't want to say Buckeye.
Oh, you said it!
Oh, no!
And we've got you on tape.
Yeah, and all the Michigan fans are going to come after me now.
Of course.
How can you wear all that Michigan regalia and still mention Buckeyes without being embarrassed.
I don't know, and I'm wearing red, too.
Uh-oh.
Look.
Well, it's Christmas colors, you know.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, you're festive.
Let's see, okay. Hang on. Yeah, it does say Go Bucks. Okay.
Oh, what? I thought the shirt said Abercrombie.
Do you ever watch Morning Joe? Joe had on a T-shirt. I guess it was not this morning. It was yesterday.
Okay.
That said, who likes Christmas? And then it's got the two hands with the thumbs pointing back, and it's mm-hmm. this guy.
This guy.
We should have gotten you one of those T-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he is sort of a festive guy because he dug up Don Ho for us.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So, and we got that all solved just because Michael was with us today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you refer to him as Ace Producer.
The Wonder Producer.
Wonder
yes.
Producer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So
he's first string.
Thank you.
See, he's waiting for the other shoe to drop here, you know, because we always blame him for everything. So
it will.
Oh, something will go wrong. It happens.
So there's still an hour of the show left. So something's going to go wrong. Sure.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting, though, that in this case, this woman was arrested on battery charges. For peanut butter.
Yeah, there's more than meets the eye there.
Yeah, something's not being told.
You don't get held without bail because you flung peanut butter at your brother.
The only
something
thing,
else
there's
got to
be
involved.
Something else, yeah. Some other possible record in her background that. Yeah, and I gotta ask this in this story. I mean, there's another question I have as I read through the story. Why in the world, if the brother has peanut butter thrown at him, why does he still have it on his face when the police show up?
He didn't want to clean
it
off.
It's just rolling right down his face, you know. Yeah, I like to wear it. That's what it is. No.
It's my new look.
So, okay, well, peanut butter.
Yes.
It's something you don't want.
As a hair, you wouldn't ever have to use that, Jeremy.
As a
styling mousse?
No, certainly not.
You don't use a lot of mousse, do you?
Not unless it involves chocolate and for a dessert. No, well,
that's mousse tracks.
Well, okay. There is that too. See, there's a lot of difference. I was talking about chocolate mousse.
Okay.
There you go.
And then there's the animal.
Yes, of course. And so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? Well,
oh, to news.
And news is coming up here shortly, so we get to look forward to that. And also, coming up, I wanted to talk about this next hour, too. You know that incandescent light bulb ban that and we talked about this last
mm-hmm.
week?
Yeah.
There's actually, and this is a neat story, a guy's found a loophole in all of this.
Mm.
And he's actually going to be able to manufacture what people need.
In the United States?
In the United States.
American jobs?
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
We talked about that earlier.
So we get to look forward to that right now, though. We're going to take you out with a little more Christmas music. Everybody wants one of these.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy.
The trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.